Rats have been on the move this year, in part because the summer's hot drought conditions led them to seek new water resources. City of Buffalo Public Works officials also acknowledge redevelopment may have displaced many of the rodents. One television news broadcast earlier this week indicated the Erie County Health Department has fielded more than 3,200 complaints countywide. That's up from about 1,200 last year. Steve Stepniak, Buffalo's Public Works Commissioner, says within the city they're focusing on Lafayette Square.
Obviously, you can't put poisons out freely, so you use a bait box which protects other animals and the public, and we put those out there. We do regular monitoring of the areas, and this is an area that we're going to stay on top of and determine what's causing this.
In addition to poison, Stepniak says another successful way to decrease the rat population is through the use of garbage totes.
That's been a very effective tool that we've used citywide, and we're going to, obviously we're going to stay with the totes. But again, this has been a summer of movement, we think, and some construction could be related to that, but it's nothing that we can't figure out.
Buffalo's rat problems are not as severe as other U.S. cities, according to a survey by a pest control company. Orkin ranks Buffalo 29th in the nation. Chicago tops their survey, with New York City and Washington, D.C. in second and third, respectively. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.